Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Standing atop the beach bunker in my black clothes, got the line all set up and ready to do my deep dive. I'm inspired by Tom Cruise. Here I go. I'm falling down. Oh, look at me. Come down to grab the Tiger Glenn Show flag. There we go. Didn't quite work out as well for me. Did you see Tom Cruise come down? Tom Cruise is freaking amazing. Oh, happy Monday, Sunseekers. The show about food, fun, places, and the mayhem of life. Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome into the beach bunker. No, there's no special effects. There's no one falling down from the top of the Olympic beach bunker stadium. We will show you, in case you missed it, the pretty remarkable stunt that he did and all the star-studded frivolity that came with the closing ceremonies at this year's Olympic Games. Of course, Canada doing exceptionally well, our best non-boycotted games ever, and so we're happy about that. And now the attention moves to Los Angeles, which is why it was so star-studded with, you know, all kinds of TV, movie stars, and of course lots of musical acts. And again, we'll recap that this morning. Also, a fish falls from the sky onto a windshield of a Tesla over the weekend. And that video goes viral for obvious reasons. It's not every day that it rains fishes. We'll take a look at the Adele engagement announcement that happened on the weekend, in case you missed that. Also, a school worker is jailed for stealing some chicken wings from school. $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. How do you steal that? That is a lot of chicken wings. I'm not talking about $100,000 worth of chicken wings. It's still like a U-Haul truck. $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. Had some chicken wings myself over the weekend. We'll talk a bit about that. Lots of good things going on the weekend. I hope you had a great weekend right into the Olympics. After one of our sponsors is mentioned, Auto Fashion. If you have hail damage, you know where to take your car. Our friends at Auto Fashion. Need your car all fixed up, cleaned on the inside, you take it to our friends at Auto Fashion. It's not detailing, it's fine auto finishing. Locally owned and operated, you'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Paintless dent repair, they're MPI accredited. They'll take SGI claims too. They've got a courtesy car for you when you get your car all fixed up. And again, you can get a $50 restaurant gift card when you take your claim to Auto Fashion in Brandon. They're in the neighborhood of the Lady of the Lake, you know, the North 40, kind of in that area of 18th Street, just one over on 17th Street North. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Got a quick note for you about ribs on Wednesday. They have had to... postpone until next Wednesday. They have a private function that they're going to need the tiki bar for the Elkhorn. So no all you can eat ribs this Wednesday, but it will be back next Wednesday. Okay, there is a private function they're going to need the location for. So just if you can make note of that or spread the word that no ribs, no all you can eat ribs this Wednesday, but they will be returning next Wednesday, which is the 21st of August, $25 all-you-can-eat ribs on Wednesdays in July and August at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. And don't forget, they've got their Sunday all-inclusive package. It's a Sunday-only package. You get two Clarso Nordic Spa passes, a $50 food and beverage credit valid at Buffalo Bar and Clarso Bistro. And that's all for just $339. So the overnight stay on Sunday, the two spa passes, and $50 to be used for food and beverage, just $339 at Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. And Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Nelly in concert this Saturday at the Skydancer Casino coming up after 7:30. More than music is the contest we're going to play. So we've got 4 days to play, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. What we're going to do is it's called More Than Music, because Nelly has done a lot more than music. He's one of these artists that's been on television. He's got product placement. He's got a clothing line. And so each day this week, we're going to show you Nelly more than music. And then at the end of the week, we're going to take the correct caller through on the win line to win two tickets to see Nelly outdoor show this Saturday at the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt. Skydancercasino.com. And that is a great place to check out to see if you want to get yourself a room, whether it be this weekend or any weekend, the water park, the restaurants, the gaming, and more. Skydancercasino.com. Canada did good. Canada did good. Our best Olympic Games ever. But the star of the show was Tom Cruise coming in. I don't know how he does this. It's pretty amazing. Here he is at the top of the Olympic Stadium. And just to stand there, all hooked up, like, look at, I got to give the guy credit. Like, look at how high he is. Are you nuts? You're kind of half crazy if you're going to stand this high up there and then just completely jump down. Are you kidding me right now? This is insane. That is insane. He you can tell he loves this stuff. He does his own stunts all the time in the Mission Impossible stuff. You know, for him to be that high and then swoop down, and then I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. This is the end. And no controversy at the end of this year's, at the end of the games, unlike what we saw at the beginning. Here he comes. He's like, ooh, I made it. The look on his face is like, did you see me? I thought I was going to go splat. Oh, and then someone just grabs him and kisses him. And I'm like, yeah, what are you supposed to do? Like, what? Hey, stop and take a picture. Well, I kind of got a job to do here, guys. Yeah, high five. Congratulations. Way to go, guys. Way to go. I'm Tom Cruise. Did you know, like, he's like 60-some years old? He's pretty good. He's doing pretty good for his age, I'd have to say. He's doing pretty good. I wouldn't be able to get a drop down from the top of the Olympic Stadium, and I'm 60. Well, I'm 50. I couldn't do it. There he goes. More high fives. And I'm like, okay, is he going to get to the stage? Yes, he gets to the stage. And up he comes, big fist pump. He's in great shape. Here he comes. What's going to happen? World's most famous Amazon pickup guy. There he is. I've got the flag. I got it. All right. Now what do we do? Where do we go from here? That was the question. I'm like, well, he should go all the way back up. It should be a bungee cord. No, because down below. Oh, show it. Down below, we're going to hook this up to a motorcycle. Yes. It's going to Hollywood. The next Olympic Games are going to be in Los Angeles in 2028. So let's get this thing rolling. Off he goes. Yeah, let's go. And he leaves the stage. No more high fives. No, he's just going too fast. Yeah, step back, kid. Step back. He's coming through here. So the Olympic flag is headed to Los Angeles as we say goodbye to Paris. So what happens next? How does he, is he going to swim? That was what I'm watching this. I'm like, does he go down to the beach and then jumps in the, oh, no, he's going to drive through the streets of Paris. Here he comes. Oh, like Mission Impossible stuff. This is great. Then I'm thinking, stay away from the tunnel. Princess Diana was ripping through Paris. You better slow down, mister. That's all I could think of when I'm watching this. It's like, you keep it slow, dude, because, you know, safety first. Oh. He's going up the backside of a Hercules airplane. Okay. I bet you none of this was pre-recorded. I bet you this was all done live. Yes. And okay, we're ready for takeoff. And then over Los Angeles. And yeah, because this is... now we're going to get into the Mission Impossible skydive. Here he is again. Any chance he can get to be death-defying, he's pretty incredible. Off he goes. This guy is nuts. He is certifiable nuts. And there he goes. Okay, so Tom Cruise is falling to Earth. And how much longer is this? He gets to Earth. Okay, then he runs across the field. He hitchhikes to the Hollywood sign, and he's hooking something up. And we're thinking, uh-oh, he's vandalizing the Hollywood sign. That's big trouble. You can't really get, normal people can't really get all that close to do anything to the sign because, you know, they don't want it graffitied up and stuff. But there he is. It's Tom Cruise. And what he was doing is he was stapling a whole bunch of zeros to the wood to create the Olympic rings. How ingenious is that? And then the girl on the bike takes the flag and she goes down to the beach where they have a big concert. And so, but they did a big beach show and that's it. Then the games are over. but no controversy other than, holy cow, Tom Cruise is nuts for all those stunts. Baseball fan day today, and Jason was telling us about the places that he's seen a baseball game. Nick's been to a Gold Eyes game. Cindy went to a Blue Jays game about 30 years ago. Mike goes to Seattle every year to watch a Jays game. That's pretty cool. That's his Jays fix for the year. Linda says, I saw the Blue Jays play Kansas City at the Sky Dome in the 90s, but I also caught a ball during their Grapefruit League game in Lakeland, Florida in 1988. I think Linda still got the ball. That's pretty cool. Marianne says, it's on my bucket list. Love to go to Toronto and also go to watch the Blue Jays in Seattle. Something about the Jays in Seattle that people seem to like. I think from us in Brandon, it would probably be, what, 10 hours, maybe? A 10-hour drive? And it's a beautiful park. Target Field is gorgeous. And there's not a bad seat in the house and the food. I think baseball has the best food. What do you think of that? You know, when it comes to sports, what sport, in your opinion, has the best food? I think it's baseball, hands down. And I'm not the world's biggest baseball fan. I like baseball. But I think it's because if you've been to a baseball game, it's not the most fast-moving sport in the world. You're all just sitting there. People are visiting. You know, people are drinking beer. You know, so what food or what sport has the best food? Quentin says darts. What food do they have at darts? I've never been to darts. I don't even know where you'd go to watch darts. Is it a liquid diet? Is it all booze? Is that why you're saying that? I'm thinking, you know who has the worst food is basketball. Oh, my God. Went to a basketball game and they had like chicken fingers and not that I have anything against chicken fingers, but it was like, you know, bruschetta sandwich and chicken. It's just like, I don't know if I like this. Yes, this is $27. Get yourself. It's called the Boomstick. It is a 2-footer and it is from Target Field in Minneapolis. And this is what it looks like. Do you think that you could take this? But this is why baseball has the best food. I'm sorry. Look at this. Ho, 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 ho! Whoa! Whoa! We got ourselves a winner. The Boomstick. Boom. That's what happens to your toilet after you eat this. Kaboom! Woo! Target Field. Thank you. It comes with its own box. And it's like a suitcase box. Isn't that nice? Oh, man. It comes with the sauerkraut and the onions and the jalapenos. It looks like there's even some refried beans on there to add to the excitement of the next day. Quentin says, looks like you'd be mapping out rest stops all the way home after having the boomstick. I don't even know if you would make it that far. I think the action begins when you're halfway through. I think it's marked on the box. This is bathroom break. Once you have eaten half of this, it's best to, be very, very close. That is huge. And, you know, for $27, like, come on, that's not bad. So Adele got engaged over the weekend. Are you a fan of Adele? She got engaged. She announced it at a concert in Germany, apparently. Yes, she is going to get married. There she is. There is her boyfriend, I guess now fiance. And they've been apparently together for quite some time. There they are telling secrets at a basketball game, probably not enjoying the food. There she is. She is, she's pretty awesome. One of the more popular singers. And, I think she's been married before, if I'm not mistaken. Rich Paul is the guy's name, a prominent sports agent. They've been dating since 2021. The couple, who have kept much of their relationship private, have nonetheless shared glimpses of their happiness in public displays of affection at sporting events. The engagement announcement came when a fan proposed to Adele during the show, prompting her to reveal that she's already set to marry Paul, marking an exciting new chapter in their relationship. Molly says, do you know if it's true that she picked her son's nose or something? That's what people always say at my work about her, that she picked her kid's nose? Well, you can pick your friends and you or you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. But you, what's that saying about picking nose and family? Adele, nose picking? What the hell? Oh, oh my God. No, she, this is the story. I'm glad that, let's get right to the facts. The Tyler Glenn Show investigative reporting team is on the case. Thank you for this, Molly. And, we have, quickly found out that, this is breaking news. Adele says that, her most disgusting habit is she picks her nose and flicks the snot onto the floor. This is breaking news. Again, she has said that it's, unfortunately, it's, her most disgusting habit. I apologize if you're eating, by the way. And I'm quoting Adele now. Actually, I'm going to show this because I don't want you to think this is fake news. This is a quote from Adele here. You know, when you pick one and you put it in your hand and you roll them around and you flick them, and if you're saying, ooh, you're lying because everybody does it. They're boogies. Oh, my God. If that wasn't bad enough, she went one step too far to admit she picks her husband, Simon, and three-year-old son's nose, too. Oh, you're right, Molly. See? Oh, my God. That's probably why they're divorced, because he thought to himself, why are you picking my nose? Why? Why, Molly? Why, for the love of God, why? Now, oh, my mom's going to kill me. My mom, she's going to be very upset. My mom is a pimple popper. And my dad is a hairy guy. And the most gross thing I witnessed as a young person was my dad saying, oh, my back is all itchy. And my mom saying, oh, look at you, got a juicy one. And I remember thinking, what the fuck? What is wrong with my parents? My dad's like, oh, can you take care of that for me? Oh, I'd love to. And then they made a show about it on TLC. Isn't there a show on TLC like Pimple Popper? The gross things people do. Insane. And picking somebody's nose, I mean, that's crazy sauce. Unbelievable. I think you just, you know, that's really out of the realm of sanity as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, that's crazy. I think I'm a little lightheaded. I think I'm a little grossed out. I'm not even going to repeat that, Quentin. Because it's just too gross. Somebody could be having breakfast cereal, for God's sake. Oh, my God. It's awful. It's awful. Wow. Lindy says, gross. Mama Jaya says, ooh. Yeah, no kidding. Lindy says, probably trimming his nose hairs. My niece is a sunburn peeler. Oh, my God. We could have a show. What is the disgusting habits of your friends and relatives? Adele picks her husband's nose and her son's nose when she was married. Likely the reason for their divorce. How old would her son be now? Because this article, 2016, he was 3. So, quick math. That was 8 years ago. 8, 9, 10. He'd be 11 now. Wonder if she does it now. 11 years old. Oh, my God. Zumba Bernice says, you know, the pimple popper, yet it's hard to stop watching. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's, yeah. Anyway, let's move along because my stomach, you know, if it was, it's doing loop-de-loops. She's a loop-de-looping. She is loop-de-looping all over the place. Oh, my God. Quentin said this. This is timely, Quentin. This is timely. You're not going to like this, kids. You're not going to like this. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. And the object that is in the picture is Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you, ooh, 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 baby. All I want for Christmas is you. You're the only thing I need. And why would I mention something like that? Because this weekend, Mariah Carey announced that she is going on tour again. Her Christmas tour is gearing up again. And it was in the news this past weekend. And, of course, it was funny when they did the whole countdown thing and Mariah Carey explodes out of the big brick of ice again because it's August and it's already time to start talking about Christmas. And so she breaks free and she's like, I'm coming. And then they played the video, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And the newscasters are like barfing on the set. They're just like smacking their heads and going like this, like, oh, God. Oh, my God. But it's up there with the pimple popping. I'm sorry. It's like, oh, God, it's gross. But yet there's millions of people watching this and listening to it. Mariah Carey's song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is the biggest song on planet Earth, bar none. It is the biggest song. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba, an opportunity for you to come in and visit Sunrise Credit Union and see what they have to offer as far as these beautiful interest rates are concerned. Wait a second, Tyler, beautiful interest rates? I thought interest rates were bad when they're high. Yes, when you want to borrow, they are terrible. But when you've got money to put away, they can be fantastic. You could be sitting on a gold mine. If you've got a little cash set aside, you could get a 6.96% maximum annual return with Sunrise Credit Union. 7%, you know, that is great. That is that's making lemonade out of lemons as far as the interest rate goes. 6.96% maximum annual return with no management fees or commissions and 100% participation rate. You receive the whole gains of the market-linked GIC over the term up to the maximum rate. To learn more, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. We'll have another Taste It Tuesday coming up tomorrow. Some delectable item from Co-op Gold. Oh, it's a premium product, but it's a store brand at your local co-ops of Western Manitoba where they're looking for harvest heroes. Answer a few quick questions at coopsofwestman.ca to nominate your harvest hero to win one of five prizes valued at $500 each to be used towards the purchase of fuel from your local co-op. Coopsofwestman.ca, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepwa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. Excuse me. And Leon's Furniture Superstore ends Wednesday. The sale ends Wednesday, the store-wide super sale. When you go to Leon's, there'll be black tags on furniture, get you an additional 15% off the already low prices at Leon's. And other than the taxes and the fees, don't pay till 2026 with 0% interest and no monthly payments at Leon's. Again, you'll find them at 3635 Victoria Avenue. And before you go into the store, you can see what they've got online to pick out exactly the style, the color, what it is you're looking for. And, you know, print it off or, take a screenshot and take that in. Show the salesperson. And they would love to see you at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Okay, so a school worker has been jailed for stealing chicken wings. And if you were here earlier this morning, you already know this is insane. Chicken wings. I mean, theft is a big problem. But you can't believe how many chicken wings this lady stole. She stole $1.5 million in chicken wings. $1.5. Like, I love chicken wings. I love chicken wings. Almost to $1.5 million worth to take. How does this even happen? So a South Suburban school worker has pled guilty to stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. Vera Liddell was the food service director for Harvey School District. Prosecutors accuse her of stealing massive amounts of food meant for take-home meals for students during the pandemic. Court records accuse her of ordering more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings from the school district's food provider, then picking up the order in a district cargo van. So she blatantly just ordered a whole shitload of food in the boxes by the case and then used the school van to go pick up the wings. And then she loaded wings into her own car. That's a lot of chicken wings. And so if you had $1.5 million in chicken wings and you could only pick one flavor. No. And that's the first thing people are going to say. Well, I could just have all these wings and I'd have this flavor. Nope. One flavor for all of them. And why is it buffalo? The fish falling from the sky onto weirdest thing you've ever hit with your vehicle. Have you ever hit an animal with your vehicle? I am very blessed. I have not. I did have a coworker that hit a baby bear one time, but that's not good. Lots of people in this part of the world hit deer, though. Deers, mooses. Have you ever hit anything with your vehicle in Atlantic Heights, New Jersey? And out of the sky falls a fish. I mean, this is crazy. Atlantic Highlands. And apparently this is something that happens near the ocean a fair amount. You can get, I guess, water spouts. You know, the ocean's version of a tornado. And you think to yourself, okay, you're watching the tornado out on the ocean and it's like it's pulling up the water into a tornado. And so it's not just water going up in there. There's some fishies going up in there. And what goes up's got to come down. So he pulls up to his garage and here he is. Nice. Probably looks like most of our garages, full of junk, no cars in there. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, wait for it. Here we go. Boom. Down comes the fishy. Boom. On to this fishy's like, what the fuck? What kind of ride? Whoa. That is some serious damage to the windshield there. So, yeah. Sage Levine was the owner of the Tesla. Put this on the internet. Happened in New Jersey back in July. Kaboom. Well, get the frying pan ready. I mean, the fish looks to be in good health here. Like, let's just rewind this a little bit. Flying fishies. Look at those gills. Look good. Looks good on the end. Look at him. He's just got that one last look, his final look before he hits the windshield. You son of a, oh my God. Dang Dong says sometimes you're the gopher. Sometimes you're Tyler. That is life. TikTok is integrating Amazon shopping directly into the platform. So this means you don't have to leave TikTok to spend money. Wall Street is licking their chops on this one until they unplug TikTok in January. I think that this deal has probably put that on the back burner, I'm thinking. Amazon product recommendations will now appear in users' For You feeds. So if you love TikTok, and just want to be sold stuff, you're going to love it even more because brace yourself. TikTok is going to be filled with all kinds of product pitches for Amazon stuff. The integration will show real-time pricing, Prime eligibility, delivery estimates, and product details. This is in cooperation with TikTok Shop, launched about a year ago, seeks to gain traction in the e-commerce space. TikTok users have expressed mixed feelings about ads and TikTok Shop videos in their feeds. They're like, I don't know if we like this. You know, it's like when Facebook first came around. Remember when Facebook first came out? Everyone loved, it's your birthday. It's your anniversary. I haven't seen those kids in forever. Then Wall Street got their fingers in it. And then we started seeing a few ads. That was okay. A few, you know, because a few ads are okay. They have to pay the bills and they want to make money. But then when Zuckerberg sold it to Wall Street, they just unloaded. And it totally got ad heavy. And so now there's concern that TikTok is going to start getting ad heavy. They always wreck it, don't they? They always wreck a good thing. Tim Hortons has got the best deal in breakfast. Everybody is loving this, whether it be the weekend, whether it be the weekday. You're going to be tight for time, and you just need a quick breakfast. You already get the quick pick-me-up from Tim Hortons with their delicious, world-famous Tim Hortons coffee. So go get a hot or cold coffee and get a $3 breakfast sandwich. Limited time only, this is the deal of the morning. Sausage, bacon, or egg and cheese breakfast sandwiches. Just $3 when you buy any size hot or cold coffee at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba in Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, Mooseman, and, of course, the locations in Brandon, too. And it's not just a pick-me-up with the coffee. They've got the Tim Hortons Infuser Energy Beverages, a sparkling energy beverage made with natural caffeine and natural flavors in ready-to-go drink cans. They're available in two refreshing flavors, Blackberry Yuzu and Mango Starfruit. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Our friends at Eplaw Office, boy, it's been a busy, busy summer. And I am seeing the real estate numbers in Winnipeg. They had a great summer in there, waiting to see how Brandon will shake out. But in Winnipeg, we are seeing a lot of home sales. Could be a record summer for home sales, which is crazy, considering what the interest rate is at. But homes are still being bought and sold, and you're still going to need a lawyer for that. And that's where Eplaw Office can come in and help. They are experts when it comes to transferring titles, getting all the paperwork done. Again, whether you're buying and or selling a home. If you're looking at incorporating or redoing a will or know of somebody that is, trust the legal experts at Eplaw Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where every time you get an oil change, that means a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. They're at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. A friendly staff. You're in and out in 30 minutes or less. They'll show you your filters while you wait. And again, it is certified service at 1500 Richmond. And Kuiper's Family Bakery. Get some treats at Kuiper's. You're going to find them at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner. And you may not recognize them because they just got those renovations done on the outside. Looking gorgeous there, by the way. But the inside smells as good as ever. Whether it be the cinnamon rolls, the sausage rolls, the hamburger and hot dog buns, it is a great place for any baked treats. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your family bakery. Again, on First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Okay, let's move along now to the unhinged headlines of last week. How wonderful. I'd like to talk to this girl. I think the only way for me to talk to this girl is to take some pee and some flour, and then it'll get her attention. I'm sure of it. Okay, that's a fail, dude. That's a fail, and he had to pay a fine. From the BBC, Australian surfer Kai McKenzie's leg washes up after a shark attack. See, this is why even sharks need goodie bags. You need to have a take-home bag. There needs to be, you know, we've all been there. I'm full, I'm stuffed, I can't eat another. Can I get this to go, please? The shark, it's a joke. I'm joking, of course. That's terrible. No one deserves to have a shark attack. But from ABC News, New Jersey man admits to decapitating a seagull after it attempted to take fries from his daughter. This is somebody who really takes the whole, you know what, I am not sharing thing pretty damn seriously. And I feel bad because whenever I'm at the ocean, I feed the seagulls. You're not supposed to. I do. They're adorable. Dang Dong says, big deal, downtown Brandon has naked people too. Well, not downtown. That was over by Subway. That wasn't technically downtown. From the BBC, hockey star Matt Dawson amputates finger to play at Olympics. If taking the top of my finger was the price I have to pay, it's what I have to do. Are you on drugs? The 30-year-old broke his finger after he was hit by... Okay, hang on a second. After he was hit by a hockey stick a couple of weeks ago. The injury turned into a bit more serious than he thought. Doctor said his injury would take 4 to 6 months to recover, meaning he'd have to miss the games. Or amputate his finger and make the competition. So he chose to take the finger off. Why are we learning about this just now? From WLWT, police released body cam after man allegedly robbed Ohio pet store. Put hamsters in pants. Why do the hamsters always go down the pants? Disgusting. They should throw the book at him. Poor little hamsters. From ABC News, Somerville man dies after setting off firework on his head at block party. This one from The Guardian, a man in China caught smuggling 100 live snakes in his trousers. From The Independent, Florida man sneezes his intestines out of his body at a restaurant. How delightful. Imagine that. The one time you saved up your month's worth of disposable income to go to a restaurant, all of a sudden this guy, Oh, wow. Look at that. It's a human pinata, and the candy has spilled all over the floor. But that's not candy. That's not candy, Tim. That's the inserts. From CBS News, Wisconsin police seek person who threw cheese at someone's car. Ah, Jesus. For the love of Jesus. A ground and pound seems like a good place to crap your pants. If you're getting... Because there's a saying. It's like you got the shit beat out of you. Literally got the shit beat out of you. I mean, that can happen. One of my favorites, Golden Corral. Mom who didn't know she was pregnant gives birth inside the Golden Corral bathroom. Unbelievable. Did not know she's apparently it's quite common. Crazy. We have to say farewell. Goodbye, Sun Seekers. Thank you so much for being here for the show. We'll do this again. Thank you, Sun Seekers, for joining our ride, where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again, okay? Have a great Monday. Thanks for being here, and we'll do this again tomorrow at 7 a.m., okay? Have a great day, guys.
Megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.